welcome to this edition of the RC Podcast. I'm Chris King, editor of Roofing Contractor, and I'm speaking today with Doug Lanier, president of Collis Roofing, Roofing Contractor's 2012 Residential Roofing Contractor of the Year. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks for joining us for some time today. You've run Collis Roofing since it was founded in 1993. But when you were in college, you pursued an accounting degree, and you hadn't planned on entering the roofing industry. How'd you end up as a roofing contractor?
Well, Chris, when I got out of school, at the time, the accounting industry wasn't paying the best, and I was going to have to leave Central Florida and move down to Miami to begin that career. And instead, I'd been working summers and breaks and things with my father in the lumber business. It was a wholesale lumber business, and he had purchased a existing lumber business there in Central Florida about 2 years before I graduated. And I ended up starting out with him in that. Thanks to his partners, I became an outside sales person and got very involved with apartment construction in Central Florida, which was doing very well at the time. And three of my biggest customers were commercial contractors in Orlando. And I became very familiar with one of the three as he built his personal home, and he would stop by in the afternoons to get some supplies for his house that he was building for himself. And a hailstorm had come into Orlando, which is quite unusual, and it was very significant. And actually, a second storm came a few months later, and there was quite a bit of activity that I noticed at the lumberyard in the roofing arena. And the lumberyard I was working at had a roofing supply business there, and I became interested in it and spoke with him and worked out an arrangement to begin selling roofs for him that had been hail damaged in Orlando. About that time, Hurricane Andrew hit in Miami, and he asked me if I'd like to go down there and start up a residential division for them to take advantage of all the damage from Andrew. And I went down and began working down there, and I was down there about 9 months, sold $1.3 million in the first 3 months, and thought it was going to be a pretty lucrative arrangement, but then I had to pull the permits and get the supplies and do everything that I'm currently doing, and I was doing it for them instead of for myself, and so I made the decision with my wife to move back to Orlando and approached another friend of mine who was a general contractor I'd been selling lumber to for about 10 years. And he was able to obtain a license for the first 3 months and then got his own roofing license. And I worked with him from 1993 until 2000. And then in 2000, I got my own license and started up Collis Roofing.
Great. You started out focusing on new construction and really rode that wave in the building boom in the mid-90s. Can you tell me about how you got started and how your company's evolved since then to take on more commercial projects?
Yes, sir. You know, with my background being in the apartment business, when I came back to Orlando, those are the customers and the people that I had the most relationships with and the most time, interacting with. And so I went right back into that. And, you know, as Orlando became one of probably the top 10 building boom cities during the 90s and the 2000s up until 2008, you know, it was just a natural fit for me and for them. And we were able to do very well in that arena. And then in 2004, we had three hurricanes come through Central Florida, which, you know, really hadn't happened since I was a child. So, you know, we weren't really used to dealing with hurricanes, and it kind of disrupted our business because we were already running at 110% of capacity before the hurricanes. And then we lost some guys, and we had a lot of people come to town to try to service all that. And then we were asked to go out into the community and help a lot of people. So we jumped in pretty, you know, much with both feet and got into the commercial arena in 2006, you know, flush with all the money from the hurricanes and from all the other construction that was going on. We were able to kind of get out there, and we had a good enough name and bonding capacity of about $10 million to start off. So We did a lot of trophy projects in those first 2 or 3 years.
Great. You also have a commercial service and repair division that you've said is very profitable. Can you talk about how you added that division and how it's helped your company?
Yeah, with the expanding of our website and also, you know, the expanding into the commercial arenas, more and more people find out about you. A lot of them are friends of mine or acquaintances of the superintendents that we work for. And they'll own smaller commercial buildings, which, you know, are in and around the town. And that a lot of them, they don't want to replace the roof, or there's really no need to replace the entire roof. And it's very difficult when all you have is production crews to get those kind of things done without dedicating people and you know, a manager to deal with those type of things. And we've expanded now. We're running 2 vans out every day for just that, along with our 5 residential repair vans. And again, when you're going out and fixing something like that, it is so appreciated, and the dollars of rent in those buildings is so high that you're able to charge more money, and customers are gladly willing to pay for it if you can give them prompt service.
Can you tell me a little bit about your management style within the company? How do you stay on top of all the projects in your different divisions?
Well, with our company, one of the unspoken rules is if it didn't happen in email, then it didn't happen. And every person that is working for me has an iPhone, and they have a laptop, and then, you know, some on top of that have desktops. And we are very, very big on communicating, not only, you know, back and forth with our customers, but also back and forth with everyone else in the company. And we do a lot, and some of our best success is coming from the fact that we're able to do shingles, tile, metal, commercial, all in one package. And you get a lot of jobs, especially like assisted living facilities and some of the things that are very popular in Orlando now. And there is, 200, 300 squares of commercial on there, along with $500 or $600 of either shingles or tile or metal. And those departments have to work together. And if, you know, the commercial guy is only worrying about his area and the metal guy is only worrying about his area, and it's very easy for us to get tripped up and not coordinate things together, and you have to tie into each other's work quite often. And so we are just, very, very big on communication. And I get a daily report from not only every manager that works for me, but for every superintendent that works for every one of those managers. They have to report daily back to their manager, and at the same time, they have to copy me on that email. So I see every superintendent's report as well as every manager's report each and every day.
Your company started a program called Collis Cares. Can you tell me a little bit more about that program?
Yes, sir. We've always kind of, and especially in the last 2 or 3 years, you've had to keep everything lean, and you just wonder, how long this little bit of activity that we've had in the last 2 years is going to last. And, you know, is this building upturn that we're experiencing currently going to last much past this election? And much, you know, everybody keeps talking about the fiscal cliff and things along those lines. And so as a manager, you're very cautious because you don't want to hire somebody and then 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the road have to lay them back off as things turn back around. But what we also found out is with the general public and the homeowners in particular, they really, really need someone to schedule their appointment and feel like they're a point of contact, be able to relay when the job's going to start, when, you know, the trailers are going to start coming to the house, when the crews are going to start showing up, and just give them a point of contact. And as many jobs as our re-roof department and repair department are doing, it's very difficult for 3 or 4 people to keep up with that. And so what we've done is doubled that to, I think we have 7 or 8 girls now in that department. And we really, really cater to the homeowner. We get their email information up early on. We keep them apprised. There's all, you know, the phones used to hear them just ringing and see voicemails on people's phones around the office. And now virtually none of that happens. They take a message. They send an email to somebody. Somebody promptly returns a call. And it has really, really boosted that department. The revenue's almost doubled in the past year since we opened that.
Well, thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much, Chris.
If you're interested in learning more about Collis Roofing, please check out the article in the November edition of Roofing Contractor or online at roofingcontractor.com. Thank you.